You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. We'd like to start off today by saying thank you to everyone over the last couple of weeks, and even before then, who agreed to partner with WMIE in their spring offering fundraiser. If you have not done so and want to do so, there is still time for that. You just need to call 321-632-1000. And so we wanted to make sure that we got a thank you out there for those of you who support the radio station. There's also this radio program, and this is not a free program. It comes across the airwaves as free, but we purchase the airtime, and we have some friends and believers in the Refresh Radio program that help with that. And if you would like to help in those regards, we don't say no to any donations. You can give online, or you can mail a check, or you make it out to Merritt Assembly of God. Just mention Refresh on there. And last year was a fantastic year for the Refresh Radio program. Thankful to the businesses, some of the people from the church, and some listeners who made donations as well, and so thank you for that. Actually, the radio program last year was funded, and that's the first time that had ever happened. So thank you to that. There's one other announcement, and that is, Sunday is Mother's Day, and if you have not made preparations, you want to get on that really, really quick. You don't want to wake up on Sunday morning and not having made any preparations to honor your mother, if she's still alive, or the ladies in your life. So consider this a public service announcement concerning that. If you do not have a church, we would love to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. We have an opportunity for you to have your picture taken with your family, if they're there with you. Would love to have you come as we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and celebrate all that he has done. Our address is 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, and we would be honored and thrilled if you chose to worship with us. I promise that there will be a word that is preached that will be studied, it will be prepared, it will be anointed, and hopefully it will make a difference in your life and my life. And so we'd love to have you come. And if you do come, please stick around so that I can say hello to you after the service. It is always a blessing to be able to do that. This morning we are going to go to 1 Peter chapter 3. We didn't quite get all the way through verse 8 yesterday, so we're going to read verses 8 through 10 today and pick up at the conclusion of verse number 8. It says, "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit." So on yesterday's program, we talked about being of one mind, and that means having the mind of Christ. It's not you thinking like me thinking like you. It is both of us thinking the way that Jesus wants us to think. It talks about having compassion, which would probably be better translated here in this case as sympathetic understanding for one another. Make sure you know what a person is going through. I didn't give this example yesterday, but Samuel's mother, Hannah, was not able to have children, and she went to the tabernacle to pray, and Eli was the prophet, and he saw her praying, and he thought she was drunk, and so he began to rebuke her, and she said, "Oh, don't take me for a wicked woman like that. I am here crying out to God in my desperation." And all of a sudden, when he understood the situation, he pronounced a blessing upon her, and she was able to conceive a child, and Samuel ended up being raised by Eli in the tabernacle and became the prophetic voice to Israel at a very important time in their history. And all of that changed because Eli suddenly had a sympathetic understanding to what Hannah was going through. The other thing we talked about was loving as brothers. We don't treat one another as our enemies. We don't treat one another as with sibling rivalries. We want to see God's best for all of those that Jesus died to save. So we had a lady in our church, and she had a lot of siblings, a lot of siblings. And many of those siblings didn't know Jesus. And one of the things that she requested prayer for was all of her family members who didn't know Jesus, that they would come to know Jesus. And so as believers here in Brevard County, we need to make sure that we don't do the enemy's job for him and have a bunch of infighting going on, but instead we all live in submission to our Heavenly Father. Okay? And so that's very important. And the last thing we talked about yesterday from verse 8 was being tenderhearted, which does mean to be compassionate. It is a compassion that moves us to action. And so I hope that we never become jaded in the ministry. And it can happen when you've heard so many fabricated stories, when you've been burned so many times, when you've poured out your heart and your soul and you've loved on people. We've opened our homes to people. We've done everything you can imagine. And then many times those people that you help end up turning around and attacking you, and that can have a detrimental impact on the person who was doing the ministry. It's like, I don't want to do that again. And yet we've got to continue to maintain a tender heart before God, because when we do come across a legitimate need, we've got to be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit to be moved to action so that those people can experience healing and transformation. Verse number 8 concludes with one more admonition, and that is this: be courteous. It talks about the way that we deal with people. Speak in a manner that is courteous. It really takes very little action, and it has very minimal cost to treat people in a respectful way. I have this statement whenever I do something and someone says thank you. It's like, yeah, chivalry's not dead. It's just on life support. You know, there are still some people out there who will treat people in a courteous, respectful manner and just provide some decency in our interactions with one another. But this word courtesy has as its very foundation humility. And so if you remember from earlier in the week when we were talking out of Hebrews chapter 10, that we were talking, let me turn over there real quick. We were talking about people who did not necessarily treat other people in a compassionate manner. And so it matters how we treat one another. We were talking about the proud, how God opposes the proud, and out of Habakkuk chapter 2, how God humiliated the proud. Humility, or as my kids say, humility, they kind of create their own little word there, is much different than humiliation. Humility is what we do for ourselves. Humiliation is what happens to us when we embrace arrogance instead of pride. So if we're going to be the people of God that can impact our generation the way that Peter's generation did, we're going to need to be humble, and we're going to need to treat people as the objects of God's affection that they are. Verse number 9 transitions, and it says, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. So let's start off by saying this. The Bible talks about that there would come a time when people would call good evil and they would call evil good. We see that on the global stage now. There are people whose minds are so malformed that things that have always been virtuous are now considered to be offensive, and things that have always been considered abusive are now held up to be the pinnacle of virtue. And the Bible warned us that a time like that would come. And so we have to realize that there is the existence of evil. Evil means this. It means something that is morally reprehensible, and I would add, as defined by God. Not defined by you, not defined by me, but defined by God and His Word. It is evil if it is morally reprehensible, because it is injurious, it is harmful, and it is painful. Okay? So, there are people who set out, and now the something that we're seeing with greater frequency is that there are groups of people who unite around the purpose of doing injury or harm or conducting themselves in an immoral or reprehensible way to businesses, to communities. They're completely operating in an anarchist type mindset where everyone does what is right in their own eyes. Okay? So once you acknowledge that that exists, then as a believer, you have to ask yourself, how does God want me to respond to that situation? So Peter writes, do not return or repay evil for evil. Christians are not the get even society. That's not what we are. Well, you know, because this is what they did, we're going to do even worse to them. That's not who we are. The things that Jesus experienced in his last week of life here on earth was horrific evil. And yet the people who did that evil to him were some of the first people to have the opportunity to repent of their sins. He didn't return blasphemous accusations. In fact, one of the things that shows what tremendous fortitude he had was that he did not say a word unless it was a respectful dialogue with Pilate. But when it came to defending himself against false accusations, he was silent as a lamb. We're not into returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. Reviling is speaking in an abusive or conducting oneself in a reproachful. That means you're not approachable. You're looking to create distance. You're looking to separate yourself from, and it's abusive. The body of Christ is not supposed to be the abused or the abuser. Okay? If it's abusive language, we're not supposed to return abusive language for abusive language. We're supposed to be the place that speaks the truth in love. We're supposed to be the place where people who have been abused can be made whole and restored by the body of Christ, and where people are discipled so that they can live in a holy and pleasing manner. Okay? So we talk about things like that pretty frequently here on the Refresh Radio program. It says here in 1 Peter 3:9, but on the contrary, on the other hand, instead of doing what everybody else expects you to do, instead of returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, return blessing. Now, that word blessing means to bless or to speak well of. Now, this can be a little challenging. Okay, let me rephrase that. This can be a lot challenging. But if I can help you to understand that the primary blessing a person has in their life is the opportunity to repent, then it makes it a lot easier whenever someone is lashing out at us. I remember having a job working at Circuit City, and there were some people that came in, and man, they were just letting me have it over something I did not do, nor did I have any control over. And so I just set my face in a position that let them speak. But I didn't return that and get back up into their face or anything like that. There's nothing that I can do about that. And so my response was, well, you know, I can let the management know about that. And so that was what I did. And you know what? They didn't like that. They were looking for a confrontation, and they weren't going to get that from me. So you and I have the opportunity, when someone is speaking abusively to us or evil about us, we have an opportunity to bless or speak well to them. And when I was preparing for this passage, all of a sudden I realized that to bless is the opposite of blaspheme. Blaspheme means to speak evil about something you don't understand. To bless is to speak well of Jesus so that those who do not know him can understand him and come to know him. So, whenever we choose this path instead of the worldly path of do unto you as you have done unto me, we speak so that there can be a positive outcome, or there can be a positive result to the conversation. So you can see people who, if they know how to respond, maybe you know, the church would be maybe we need to have some training where how do we respond when people say bad things about us. I had someone who was in a situation, and they were in this new orientation, and a person said, "Hey, do you have anything that you can throw at this?" And the person's response was, "Well, I can throw hands." And they said, "Well, no, that's not the response we're looking at." And they were joking in that situation, but they were looking to create a positive environment. And so I heard somebody say one time, you can either pour water on a fire or you can pour gasoline on a fire. You can either make a situation better or you can make a situation worse. Make sure you leave a situation in a better place than it was if you had not spoken. Okay, now, I don't want you to stop reading there. I want you to hear what comes next, because it's very important. A lot of times believers talk about the call of God. Well, I believe I was called to be a pastor, and there are people who are called to give. There are people who are called to serve, and there are people who are called in all different environments of society. But this is what Peter wrote, knowing that you were called to this. The calling of every believer is to be of one mind, to have sympathetic understanding of other people, to love them as brothers, to be tenderhearted and moved with compassion to action, to maintain humility and respect for other people, and to bless in situations when other people are behaving in an evil manner. Continue to be a blessing, knowing that you were called to this. It is part of our calling. That means that we've been summoned to this by name. So everybody does, you know, they have a pretty similar response whenever a jury summons comes in the mail. You've got to show up at such and such a time to serve. And, you know, people have to take time away from their jobs and take a financial hit and things like that because of the summons to serve in society. One of the best ways that we can serve Jesus in Brevard County is to fulfill all of those things that we just talked about. Being united or having a harmonious mind, being compassionate, being sympathetic, loving as brothers, being tenderhearted, being courteous, and responding with blessing whenever we're treated badly. That's part of our calling. Okay? So then you have to ask yourself this question. For what purpose? For what purpose? And the purpose is this, that you may inherit a blessing. To inherit a blessing doesn't mean that it's something that you purchased. It is something that you have been able to receive into perpetuity, the lexicon said, it or to take possession of because of God's generosity. To be blessed is God's calling. And it says in verse number 10 that the result of that, so the purpose of the calling is that we might inherit a blessing. The impact is that we would love life and see good days. Okay? And I hope that's what you do. This weekend, you know, like I said, it's Mother's Day. And I pray that your weekend is a fantastic weekend. You have to ask yourself, are there any of these areas that I need to improve on? If I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, if I'm going to love the way that he wants me to love, he's got a reward for us. And I hope that you and I can say, look, I love the life that Jesus has given to me. Job said this, I loathe my life, and therefore I give free rein to my complaint and speak out in the bitterness of my soul. That's not the testimony we want. There's two times in the scripture those exact words are used. Once is in Job and the other is in Psalms, I believe it is. The truth of the matter is God wants to make our lives better than we could have ever made it on our own. But it calls us to live the way, it calls for us to live the way he wants us to live and respond the way he wants us to respond rather than the way that the world expects it. And as we do that, I pray that you will see good days and you will love the life that God has given to you. I've mentioned this several times. I was walking through a building one time and God spoke to me and said, you know, I've brought you places that you could have never been on yourself. And I said, God, that is absolutely true. And he followed that up and said this, I've been better to you than you could have ever been to yourself. I pray that God, as he leads you in the steps of righteousness for his namesake, that you will love living for Jesus and you will have a good life, not an evil life. You will have a victorious life because he always leads us in triumphal procession. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day. See you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.